This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities. Today we welcome Michael Mahoney, instructor, and Tamia Woods and Gabby Grady, students from Mount Edgecombe High School Student Council. Welcome, everybody.
Morning, Brian.
Yeah, let's turn to you, Mr. Mahoney. Tell me about what we have here, what students we have here, and what are they up to?
Well, we have Tamia Woods, who is a senior, and she is our registrar for our upcoming student government conference that I'm sure she'll tell you more about. And we have Gabby Grady here, who is a junior who's graduating early, so I guess she's a senior. And she is our chairperson for our risk committee that we're working on with Sitka High.
Tell me about the student council. How many members do you have of the council, and how often do they meet?
Well, we have about 25 students on student council. We have a 8 or 9-person executive board, and then we have 4 representatives from each class that meet every Thursday in my classroom after school.
What kind of issue do the students have to deal with in their meetings?
Well, we have the charge of increasing school spirit and bettering the relationship between the students and the staff and the students in the administration. And we have the wonderful opportunity of having a residential school, so we also work with the students on improving their life up in the dorms as well.
Great. Well, I hope it's all working out and you get some good participation from all the 25 or so kids that are involved. Let's turn to a few of those students here. I think Tamia Woods, senior. Where are you from, Tamia?
I'm from Anchorage, Alaska.
Okay, and how many years have you been going to Mount Edgecombe High School?
I've been attending Mount Edgecombe since my 10th grade year.
Right. Do you have any other activities other than student council that you're involved in?
Yes, sir. I'm involved in LEADS, which is a extracurricular activity where I basically volunteer in the Sitka community. Also, I'm involved in, I did cross country this fall, and I was in basketball for a short amount of time.
Lots to do, and you have to meet like once a week as a student council representative?
Yes, sir. I attend every Thursday meeting after school, like Mr. Mahoney said.
How many hours does that usually take in your meetings?
Usually it lasts about an hour.
Okay. And tell me about some of the issues that you get involved with as a student council representative.
So as the senior class president, I meet regularly once a week with the senior class, and we discuss issues, what we could do better for our school by being better leaders for the underclassmen. We do things like getting ready for our fundraiser, Snowball. Right now, we are discussing graduation. I have to repeatedly remind seniors to pick up their cap and gown and their announcements, because our teacher who holds the cap and gowns actually won't allow us to pick up our announcements until all the cap and gowns are collected.
Never-ending problem. I went through that with my 2 kids. Get those caps and gowns. Mr. Mahoney mentioned that you're a registrar. Is it OSOG? Is that the name of the name?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what that is and what your responsibilities are?
Sure. So I'm the OSOG registrar, and OSOG stands for Alaska Association of Student Government. And my job as the registrar is to email advisors, inform them about our conference, first of all, and to basically make sure all schools register. I have a lot of work to do by organizing the registrations, constantly informing advisors what's going on to register actually now. And
Tamia, when does this conference take place?
It takes place in April.
And it's right here in Sitka?
Yes, sir.
At the Mount Edgecombe High School, of course.
Yes, sir.
And can the public come over and watch this at all?
Actually, it's just students from all over Alaska. involved in student council. Right.
All over Alaska. Well, that sounds like a great event. Let's turn to Gabby Grady. Gabby, what's your role on the...
I'm the junior class rep, so I represent my junior class.
Right. What kind of issues have you dealt with in your tenure as a student council member, Gabby?
I think the biggest issue is probably like trying to figure out a prom theme name.
Have you done it yet?
Yeah.
What is the prom theme this year?
I think it's Aphrodite's Ball.
All right. How about, does the administration come to you with any quote-unquote serious issues that the student council has to deal with that you have to discuss and make decisions on?
Yeah, actually last week my dorm principal, Mr. Frisky, asked a group of us to go talk about the meal plan. So we are involved.
Mm-hmm. And do you get some rousing debates on meal plan with the student council?
We do, a little negotiating.
What kind of recommendations did you make, if you can recall?
More variety, basically.
Yeah. Well, that's what we all want, variety. So, Gabby, what's your takeaway from your involvement with the student council? What are you getting out of it? What can you use in your life after Mount Edgecombe High School?
I think it makes you a leader. It makes you excited to work with other people and represent people and be their voice.
Tamaya, I'd be interested to hear your answer to the same question. What's your takeaway from your involvement with student council? What kind of things can you use in your life after Mount Edgecombe High School?
So student council has definitely changed me. Representing my class, for one, last year I was actually a junior class representative, the same position Gabby is taking, and you're a leader. You're representing, I'm not on the e-board, which is representing the whole school, but I am looked up by other underclassmen. And for me, I am representing everybody. And this position is, like Gabby said, you are a leader. Everybody looks up to you, and it's important to represent everybody well.
Tamaya, any plans after high school to get into politics or some other position where you would have this kind of leadership role?
That's a good question. I actually haven't considered that.
Well, you've learned some skills, obviously, it sounds like to me. How about you, Gabby? Have you thought about a career in politics or some other leadership role where you could use some of these skills?
No, sir. I don't think I want to go down that path.
It's a good experience, though. Well, I'd really like to thank you for coming and give us a little insight into what's going on. Oh, Gabby, I need you to quickly tell us about this wrist banquet that's happening here.
All right. So Edgecombe and Sitka High Student Councils both collaborate to put on a fundraiser, and it's RISC, so Recognizing Inspiring Youth of the Sitka Community. So we basically recognize youth that deserve some more recognition, and it's just a fundraiser. We give the money to Safe Shelter and YAS, so it's pretty big for us.
When does this happen, Gabby?
March 24th, 5:30 at Centennial Hall.
All right, and the public can come there and see what's going on.
You can buy tickets at the door.
Right. And at Old Harbor Books.
All right, well, we'll look for that. Thanks for coming in. We really appreciate hearing from Tamaya Woods and Gabby Grady from Mount Edgecombe High School Student Council. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.